I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. More than a dozen Western leaders visited Ukraine on Monday on the third anniversary of Russia's war, pledging solidarity and more military support. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As the Trump administration apparently embraces Moscow,
the autocrats around the world are watching very carefully
to see whether there are consequences for violating international borders, if there's an unjust peace.
Everybody would assess that they can do whatever they want.
European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen and Estonian Prime Minister Kristen Michal were among those in Kyiv, saying world security itself hangs in the balance. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Provisional results following Germany's election show mainstream conservatives have won Sunday's national vote, while the far-right party has surged to become the nation's second largest. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Herzlichen Dank für das Vertrauen, das Sie uns und das Sie auch mir persönlich.
After claiming victory, Friedrich Merz thanked supporters, adding he would approach the tough task ahead with the utmost respect. Alternative for Germany, or AfD, had the strongest showing for a far-right party since World War II. Merz's Conservatives won 208 seats in the 630-seat Bundestag, while the AfD won 152. The three parties in the former governing coalition lost seats, with the centre-left Social Democrats falling to 120 seats and the Greens to 85. The election comes as Germany and the rest of Europe grapple with the new Trump administration, the Russia-Ukraine war, and security fears across the continent. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
This is VOA News. The Prime Minister of the Democratic Republic of Congo says fighting in eastern DRC has killed some 7,000 people since January. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
The country's Prime Minister, Judith Suminwa Tuluka, spoke at a high-level meeting of the Human Rights Council in Geneva on Monday.
The destruction of more than 90 camps for internally displaced people, attacks on hospitals and humanitarian warehouses. According to the UN, more than 450,000 people are without shelter, food and water.
Since January, the M23 rebel group has captured swathes of eastern Congo, including the cities of Goma and Bukavu. Kinshasa accuses Rwanda of backing the rebels and seizing valuable mineral deposits. Meanwhile, Rwanda rejects allegations from Congo, the United Nations and Western powers that it supports M23 rebels with arms and troops. The conflict over power, identity and resources dates back to the Rwandan genocide in the 1990s. But the latest fighting and M23's advances mark a major escalation in eastern Congo.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. The Vatican says Pope Francis remains in critical condition but has showed slight improvement in laboratory tests. It says the Pope has resumed some work activities, including calling a parish in Gaza City that he has kept in touch with since the war there began. The Vatican's evening bulletin was more upbeat than in recent days. It said the 88-year-old Francis, suffering from pneumonia in both lungs, hadn't had any more respiratory crises. Apple said on Monday it would spend $500 billion in U.S. investments in the next 4 years. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
The money will fund a giant factory in Texas for artificial intelligence servers and 20,000 research and development jobs across the country in that time. It is also expected to cover spending on everything from purchases from U.S. suppliers to filming of television shows and movies for its Apple TV Plus service. The move comes after media reports that Apple CEO Tim Cook met President Trump last week. Many of Apple's products that are assembled in China could face 10% tariffs imposed by Trump earlier this month. Though the iPhone maker had secured some waivers from China tariffs in the first Trump administration.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.